Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara now continues to speak about this issue of the two whole walls and the one third wall, which can be a tefach, which we've spoken about the last couple of days. The Gemara now turns to a sort of a different angle, no pun intended, a slightly different situation, where the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, so it's 3, 6, 7 lines in the top. Amar Yehuda, sukkah ha'asuya kemavoy. Till now we were talking about a sukkah where you had the two walls that were kilchas on the proper length, regular full walls. Those two walls, they were adjacent to one another, forming a right angle. That's what we're talking about till now. And we had a whole question, where do you put that third wall, which is just a tefach? Fine. But here we're talking about a little different case, sukkah ha'asuya kemavoy. Okay, a mavoi, as we know, is like an alleyway, meaning, as Rashi explains, first of all, it's interesting, Rashi has the phrase, kemavoi hamafulash, you see that? I left that off the marmakam for some reason. But Rashi says, kemavoi hamafulash, sheshtei hadfanos zu keneged zu, right? The two are opposite one another, right? The two things are facing one another. Those are the two whole. Two whole walls. So the Mishnah, the statement of Yehuda says, Sukkah, so we're going to have a ksheira. It's kosher. Why? So Rashi says an important thing. The Hanami Kari Kehilchosam. We had the expression in the beginning of the Sugya, back in the previous Amud, it says, Tanarban, Shtaim Kehilchosam, Ushlishis Afilu Tefach. So Kehilchosam, according to this approach, has nothing to do with the positioning, it has to do with the length of the walls. So this has two, this Sukkah, this constructed thing has two full walls as well. That's also called Hilchosim. So the question is, where do you put now the extra third post? So, Oso Tefach says the Gemara, Mamido, the Chol Ruach, Shiyirtzeh. It doesn't make a difference. You put it anywhere, whichever side you want. As Rashi says, Shareshkan Arba Yotzin, Ula Eze Yotzeh, Shiyirtzeh Yasenu. Here Rashi is assuming that it's going to be jutting out of one of their four possible places to put it, right? To attach it to four possible places, each side of the two existing walls. So it doesn't make a difference which side you attach it to. Now, I don't think Rashi is necessarily weighing in here that it has to be attached, but it means near. In other words, we already learned that in the previous case, it can be with lovewood and so on. It doesn't have to be actually physically touching it. But that's what he means, right? That doesn't make a difference which side you, I mean, it's adjacent to or by each side. Okay, you can put it by either one. Okay? So that is the ruling of Rabbi Yehuda. All right, so
you got it. You can picture it. Not so difficult, right?
So that's the statement of Yehuda. Comes along Rabbi Simon, the same Rabbi Simon or Vitam Rishuvan Levi that we had above. Rabbi Simon Vitam Rishuvan Levi modifies this as well. And he says, oh no. In this case, Oselo Pas Arba Umashu. Here, you have to make it a board of 4 Tvachim plus Amashu. Umamido Bepachos Mishlosha Samachadofen. Bechol Pachos Mishlosha Samachadofen Kilovadami. So similar to what he said above, only this time he says, previously, Rabbi Simon said, you take a tefach shochach and you do that trick. Here you got to have a board, this extra board has to be 4 tefachim, right? It has to be a 4 tefach board. You take as Rashi explains, osef pas, dofen gomor shel dalat tefachim, v'amido pepachus migimel samach ledofen etzel mitzoa, Pas arba, Eitzel Michal Pas arba. The Chamrin Lavo Ika Zayin Tvachim Aruch Kadei Sukkah Ketanim. Because that way you have the airspace in between the end of the full wall. Okay, is going to be slightly less than 3. It's the same cheshbon we had yesterday. This was slightly more than 4. That's slightly less than 3, so it adds up to 7. This way you have a full wall. Okay, so here the difference is, whereas in the previous case, Reb Simon said you could just take the 1 tefach. Here he says you got to take a 4 tefach wall. What's striking is, we just have to bear in mind, is that Rabbi Simon evidently learns, according to what we're saying now, that the Gemara's ruling of Shtayim Kilchosam Be'echad Al-Shlishat Afil Tefach doesn't apply here. Right? That's because he's saying this, no, this one can't be a Tefach. That's the Machokas of Yehuda and Rav Simov, because Rav Yehuda says that's called, and that's I think with the Diak in Rashi. Rashi said Kilchosan, that's also called Kilchosan. Apparently, Rav Simov learns that what does Kilchosan mean? No, no, it forms a right angle. Kilchosan, in the normal fashion, you build a four wall sukkah, okay, so in the normal fashion, you have the walls are attached to each other. So, in other words, Rav Simov is disagreeing. Follow? In other words, I think that the Rashi is trying to get at when he said Kimova Fulish, I'm sorry, Kashera, the Hanami Kori Kilchosan. And this is not called Kilchosan. Therefore, that ruling on the other page of Stein Kilchosan, Shusha Filatava, doesn't apply to the case when the worlds are parallel to each other, Kimova. Okay? Right? I mean, that makes sense, yeah. So, similarly, Tame Shur Levi Amar Oso, Opasa, Bar Mashma, Vida Pokhs, Shosha, Soma, Vodov, Mechol Pokhs, Shosha, Soma, Vodov, Kilova Dom. So now the Gemara just asks, Stan, 1 second. So, Umay Shna Hosam, the comrade Sagi Tefach Shochik. Why in the previous case, above, that we learned yesterday, when you had the Shtayim that were at a right angle, then the third one can be only a Tefach? Why does Rav Simon disagree? Why does Rav Simon say that the ruling regarding the Shlish Tafil Tefach does not apply here? The previous case he said it does apply, he just modified it a bit by saying it has to be a Tefach Shochik, a loose Tefach. Right, the fingers are not so tightly put together, it's slightly more than a tefach, so you have the space of slightly less than three, so it adds up to four, which is the majority of a wall, and that was good enough. And here it says the majority of a wall apparently is not good enough. Right? I mean, apparently he said he have to have the a full wall, a four tefach, slightly more than four tefach. Plus, again, love, and again, remember we said yesterday, based on the Ritva and Rabbi Shalom Daf Tesayin, that love is viewed as if it's filled in. It's not viewed as if it disappeared. It's as if it's part of the part of the solid wall. So yes, the Gemara, Umayishna Hosam the Kamet Sagi Tefach Shoch, Umayishna Hosam the Kamet Baya Pas or Boy Pas Arba. It says no, because Hosam the Ikash Tei Defanos Kil Hosam. Period. Okay, no, that's exactly the point we said before. Look in Rashi here. Stay defanos. Okay, Rashi says stay defanos. Shlemos kil chosim kimin gam. The ain niros mifulashos kihai. Okay, I think again this is like we were saying before. Rav Simon says the ruling or the permissibility of having just a tefach as a third wall is only when what? When you have shtayim kilchosim. Kilchosim means shtayim defanos normal kimin gam. A gam again is like a right angle. Okay, and why is that any more kilchosim the other way? Why? I mean, you know, why is that? So Rashi hints at it here. He says, the nearest with fulashos. When you have something that's a right angle, it looks a little more like at least the beginnings of a building. Here it's an alleyway. It's a walkway. Right? It doesn't look anything like a building. I think that's what it means, right? In other words, when you have two walls opposite each other, it's true in a certain sense. I mean, if a sukkah is a box, you know, a square or a rectangle or whatever. So what's different to which two? Stein kilchosen. So who says the two have to be touching? Two of those are two. Yeah, but in terms of understanding the sukkah as a building, you know, and again, if we go back to the idea, well, I don't know, there I could go either way, I guess, in terms of protection, but the bottom line, it doesn't look like a building, right? A niros mefulosh. Mefulosh means, you know, it's a clear walk all the way through. Mefulosh means it goes from one end to the other, there's no end, right? So this looks more like an alleyway or, you know, a walkway, so therefore it doesn't count. Okay, that's the Gemara. Yeah? Okay. Now, there are a few things that I want to look at here, because what's interesting is, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, okay, Rabbi Yehuda said, even by Mavoi, the one tefach business worked. So let's take a look at the Ran. Go on the bottom of Beit Halal. Well, actually, first look at the Rif. I just want to show you, it's a review, but he says something which is important. A couple of things, actually. Let's take a look. It starts on Beit HaMalal, but it continues right away in Beit HaMalal. Omar Rav Yehuda, Sukkah, Asuri, Kimavli, Kshayr, Perish. Okay, so Riff explains it on Beit HaMalal. Dofan Mikan, Redofan Mikan, Behimu Fuleshes, Kimavli, Abu Fulash. Abu Fulash means a clear, a walkway to go, they call it a through thoroughfare. You know, through, not no dead end, but the through, right? That's what Fulash means. It goes straight through. So he says, Okay, you can put that a tefach on each side. Okay, and I'm similar. I'm no, also pass. I brought Ma'ashu Mamida b'pachos mishosho some of dofen. Ma'ashu Hashem the tefach b'zaga b'tefach shochir. Ma'ashu b'suka asu mamida b'vidim pass. I brought. Ma'ashu Hashem the ikash tefach on the arevan. That's a different word, okay? Sagila betefach shochek hocha. The letter of the Torah even ikah pastal mashu in ilo lo. Okay, almost the same thing, but he has the word Arevim. Did you see that? Okay, on the third, 3, 6, 9, Arevim. Arevim means connected. Okay, we didn't have that word in our Gemara. Okay, Arevim like mixed, Arevim, you know, Tarovim, mix, it's touching, right? So Arevim means it's connected. So that's how the Rif clearly says that he's defining Kilchosim. But the definition of Shtayim Kilchosim is Arevim. He doesn't use the word Kilchosim. We have the word Kilchosim in our Gemara. So it's a slightly different presentation. I don't think it's disagreeing. It helps us understand what the Shita of Rav Simon is. He learned Shtayim Kilchosim. Kilchosim means Arevim. They're connected. You follow? That's why I wanted to show you the Rif just because of that different language. Okay? The Ran on the previous Amud. Okay, so again, the Rif is almost, you know, almost straight out of our Gemara. It just has that different word, so I wanted to point that out to you in case you didn't notice it. The Ran says Tanur Abon towards the bottom. Shtayim Kilchos and Pirish Sheish Bechol Achas Ben Shir Shalim. Okay, and he says Umiyo E Beinan Da Revan. Again, there's that word. If you need him touching, you know that's Plutu Damori. That's exactly the Machlokas Amori. The Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Rasuka, Suya Kimavoi, Nami Sagi, Beshisha Filo Tefa, Kilchosan, I'm sorry, Tefa Kama, Kilchosan Lomashma El Shir Shalim. What does the word Kilchosan mean? Kilchosan means one thing, it's the requisite length. Okay? You see what the Rana is saying? As he's explaining that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the word in the original statement, the original Tanar Bana, back on the government base, that says Shtayim Kilchosan. What does Kilchosan mean? The minimum length, the correct minimum, it's a full wall, no stick, no love, no wall, it's a full wall of the requisite minimum length. That's how he defines the term kilchosim. Kashir shalim. Okay? Behind it, I mean, come on, Ali Bey, a chosim, the kashtay defines kilchosim, saga ba tefa shoke, ushisha fil tefa. Okay? And I'm reading the Gemara, the Rabbanon, Rafkin, and Midrosh, the Kroy shows the finest of Shimon, Arba, the finest of the Gemara later. Okay? So that's the opinion of. I skipped on. Sorry. That we'll get back to one thing. Let's hear some. Reb Simon says, "Retain Reb Shimon Levi." Exactly who is? The Amar de Lo Sagi Ela Bepas Arbo Mashu Kilchosan Kilchosan Tarte Mashma. The word Kilchosan implies two things: the Arevan Ukeshir Shalom. That's the point. In other words, again, that's why I showed you the Rif, because the Rif uses the word Darevan instead of Kilchosan, meaning that's what the word Kilchosan means. So the Ran is just outlining that's exactly the Machlokas of Yehuda and Reb Simon. Okay, does the word Kilchosan mean that only has to be a certain length? That's a Yehuda, and therefore the third wall can be a Tefach even if the two existing walls are, as long as the two existing walls, Kilchosan, even if they're parallel to each other, and they're not touching, it's okay. And he understands, Simon understands, Kilchosan means two things. Darevan Ukashir Shalim. Behind them, come on, that's the one. But the Hosam, Ali Bey Hosam, the Ikashtay, the final Kilchosan. That's what Reb Simon says. Reb Simon says, I'm applying the rule that the three Safil Tefach in a case where they're connected, right? Okay, the Ikashayin of Hanuk Kilchos and Sagi Rabbi Tefach Shoki, which is a field of Tefach. Okay, anyway, that's the Rubain Lamar, Ben Lamar, Osi, Chos, Lamosh, Messina, Vigari, Telechad, and Abu Kibet Tefach. Fine. Okay, but anyway, they understand, so that's the Rajas explained, and that's what the Machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Simon revolves around. Let's look back at the paper, source 5, the Ritzba, here in Zion and Olive. On Rabbi Yehuda, Sukkah, Sukkah, Mavik, Pirish, Kimavik, Fulsh, Shtay, Ruchosab, Dolphin Mikan, fine. Now, here's an interesting thing, okay, that he throws in. Because if you look back in the Gemara, for a second, Rav Yehuda, let's look again at Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Yehuda, this is clear, yeah. Right? There's nothing fancy here. Amar Rav Yehuda, Sukkah Asir Kemov Vikshera, V'Oso Tefach Mamidu L'chol Ruach Shiyirtze. Oso Tefach. Does he accept that it has to be Tefach Shochak also? Or not? Not 100% clear from the Gemara, right? Does Yehuda accept? I agree, but we already had a similar in the previous case modify that Tefach means Tefach Shochik. Is Yehuda agreeing with that or not? So that's what the Ritva says here. Pirish Ose Tefach Shochik Umamida Pachas Vigimot Tzedra. The Kasavar the Hanami Bechal Ma'idamina Rabbanon Shtayim Kechazel Shishavil Tefach Shochik. The Ritva is saying it's never partial. That we already accepted that the third thing has to be a tefach shochet, a looser tefach plus, A tefach slightly more than a tefach. In other words, he's understanding that lemaisa, we accept that that ruling back on the Tanur Rabbanan, Stein Kul Chosel, Shriza Filo Tefach, that the third has to be a tefach. So there's no argument about that. And the Ritva assumes the repulsion. That this case, the Hanan, Bechal my Dami Rabbanan, Stein Kul Chosel, Shriza Filo Tefach, Afil Tefach Shoka, Hanami. Mami tefach shochach le'ezur shi'etzem abaruch osteh defanos brachos megimel. Right, the same cheshbon should be within three. The same thing that we accept. Rabbi Yehuda accepts what Rabbi Simon said above in terms of tefach shochach, and just applies it to when you have the two parallel walls also. Now, the conclusion is the less of the kavosay. That's not halacha. The chisa shtei defanos dareivan kimin gam. When you have the two defanos touching. Okay, connected kimin gam. Then side does you tefach shochach shu kasosa. Aval hachad the lekas shteira from the raven. So adain be tefach shochach omer or adain who parts. Okay, it's still open. It's sort of dalad. If we need a full wall, a dalad or mashal. Umamidu pachas from shosh or some lachas tefonos meizur shirtzah etc. Okay, so again he spells out the machok as the same way the way the Ran does. But then he adds. Now he adds an important uvaha sagi. Look at three lines on the bottom of that ritual. He adds uvaha sagi afila suka gedola mahol. He said it doesn't matter. He says that this pas, you know, this board has to be four. Does it have to be? And if it's a larger sukkah, does it have to be also the majority? In other words, does it have to be majority whatever the length? He said that doesn't say. Well, that doesn't require that. V'ha sagi afilu l'sukkah dol ma'od. When we afilu l'sukkah tana, when we skasher b'tefach shokh b'tayim, v'ha milov l'chol tzad, l'olom shtey defanas kishir sukkah v'evim b'inam. Well, ficha b'ol fenari. There's an important point, Allah Almighty, at the end. You see what he just said? What he's saying, Rabbi Simon says, the pas dalad is, in order, dalad plus, within lovod of the end, so it's now a total of seven, is okay, even if the sukkah is much wider. He doesn't require that has to go all the way, you know, the majority of the actual length of that ruach. Okay, it has to be a wall that's halachically a wall of a sukkah. That's what the Ritva is adding over here. But even Rav Simon does not apply, does not require that it has to be that's going to change with the dimensions of a sukkah. Once you have the four tefach board again, four plus next to the lavud, three slightly minus, so grand total of seven, then it can work even for a large sukkah. Okay, now he says it's fine, but even if it's a tiny sukkah, the shokah, tougher shokah won't work if it's two parallel walls. That's what he's insisting. And he's not requiring it only for a larger sukkah, but it does work for a larger sukkah. And then he adds a lefichach, haba lasu sukkaso psachim l'chol ruach v'ruach. Tzarech lizar sheh mishar b'karen ha'achas shir hechshir sukkah mikan mikan. He says, let's say a person wants to make an open air sukkah. He wants to make a sukkah that's open, so you have to make sure that there's going to be, in one corner at least, okay, hechsher sukkah in each direction. The guy wants to have an open air sukkah, he wants to make lots of doors or windows or whatever, okay, and not so much of a structure. I guess you don't worry too much about the cold in those climates. We can do that. But he wants to construct in such a way that it's got a little bit of acid. Tzarech lizoyer, shei mishayer b'keren ha'achas, at least one corner, you need shir hechshir sukkah mikan mikan. Okay? Dalav ustei defanos darevot. So you have two actual walls touching. That you have to have. You have to have two actual walls touching. The rest you can other configurations, and we'll see later with Tzuras HaPesach, but at least two of the corner has to be that way. Okay? That's the that is the Ritva. So the Ran also, turning back to the Ran, your question.
So why would you need to expand it past
into bigger circle?
Why would you need to
expand
it
past
the
fourth
time?
Well, you don't. Why do you think? Where? Because you don't. He says, I feel it's a good dollar worth.
Yeah.
He says.
But what's the Havim thing you would?
The Havim thing you would, because maybe you need to have, when you're dealing with this Mavoi setup, you need to have the third wall should be the majority of, somehow, if it's a very long sukkah and all you're doing is adding on this side, so maybe has no shaykhus, no tziruf to the other side, if it's far away. Hashem can't if it extends further, more than halfway, whatever, has a tziruf to that also. But it doesn't have to, that's what you're saying, I think.
So the Rizal assumes the Gemara was dealing with a small sukkah or a big sukkah?
I don't think it makes a difference. You know, I think he's saying that don't think it's not in a small. I might have thought that in a small sukkah, the Tefer Shokin trick works, because you got the majority, what's your problem? Okay, and that's the chiddush. No, it doesn't work there with the two parallels. You need an actual dofa. So that's what he says in the end. In other words, I might have thought that he's talking only about a sukkah dola, the Gemara.
Right.
But he says not so. But it also works for sukkah dola in both directions. Okay, let's take a look at the Rav and Beis and Beis in the Rav. Okay. Just a moment. Ose pas arbo, it's a long dura mashu, second line of Beis Beis. Ose pas arbo mashu dofen gomor shal arbo tzvok mashu mamidu pochish mashu son of dofen. Eit sa mitzvah ba yedei lovod ika shiva tvachem shikri hechshu sukkah ktan. The minute he said to the Rana saying, really. Okay, I only put the Rana, I told you to look at that Rana because we've shown it. Others seem to quote it from the Rana. Rashi said really. I'm not really sure why. Rishonim didn't say it, but Rashi said it already. But the idea of the seven is that you now have a minimum hechsher sukkah. So just take a look. This whole din, the Svasemes, and then it's Siv, just two chronim I wanted to show you. The Svasemes here on Zayin Amud Aleph says, Sharma Gemara also passed it. L'chor and Nire, the Reb Simon, the sukkah asuya, came up with lo itmar klal halacha de tefach. Right? As we said, according to Reb Simon, very sound Reb Simon. According to Simon, okay, when it's made like a mavui, so the rule of the tefach doesn't apply, like I told you before, right? The whole limo, the whole chiddush on government base, that Tarabonim sukkah can be shtag kachos, doesn't apply in this case. Ulechach tzrich lechsherim b'shir dofen gomor. That's why you have to create a dofen gomor, okay, which is full seven. Again, 3 plus 4. You got to create a whole dofen. Ach lefizeh kosher, 1 second. I mean, that's what you were thinking about it. I mean, monoshah. Imar b'sukkah tana d'zayin al zayin. If we're talking about a small sukkah, so lomalei pas da'al mashu. What do you need the 4 plus? Habet pochos nami ikashir dofen. The beiz ruchos nami amrin of lovud. Hecha da'omer b'ruban al-parats. Okay? You wouldn't really need 4. Okay? You wouldn't need 4. You'd need less than 4. Okay? And because even on the solid ruchos, the other side will say lovud as long as omed merubal apart, as long as there's more standing than open, and there's less than three tefach space between. Malkoponim sagi b'dalim, okay, and it's good enough if you have 4. So what do you need here? If it's a sukkah ktana, it should be good even with less than that. V'ibu sukkah dolar, we pass adofen ikat feinig. Well, my tamak sherekah sukkah. That's a different answer. He says, here's what I want to bring out. This is what he's saying. The halacha de tefach he gam b'chai kavna. Okay? Reb Simon is moda that really the ruling of the previous Gemara that the tefach is good enough here too. It is good enough here too. Rak the kmo, the suri la Reb Simon la'el, the boy tefach shochek. Okay, and remember we said yesterday about tefach shochek that's really a chumer drabbanon. Why? Remember she nira kegimel defano shlemos, right? Kmo kein hacha mechitzas dolo arevon. Okay, inam shlemos rap over there the yeshir dofan at their pass. Okay, so too you nechmiru as well. In other words, the Svasemes feel that Reb Simon, in both cases, again, that Reb Simon is motivated by appearance, so to speak. Okay? So it has to look like it. Even if halachically, quote unquote, you can construct it in such a way that it would count as a dofen, but if it doesn't look like it, that's why he says it's got to be a tefach shochak. That was a chmiru chachamim, so it looks like 3 defanas. So here too, that's what he says. And the reason he says that it can't be just 1 tefach, and you have to have this daf of 4, is it has to look like a binyan, a structure. That's a chachamim chumra. Okay, it's an important point. I don't know, I didn't see Rishon talk about that, but that's how he learned it. Even Reb Simon agrees that the Gemara is, the important point is when the Gemara says on Beis that two waters, time to chosen, or shri safil tefa, there's no exception. Because you can ask a kasha, in other words, where does the Simon come up with that chiddush from? In other words, the Gemara says, the ruling of the Tanar Banan, that price is Stein at Kilchos. So, I have Stein Kilchos, they're parallel. Well, where does the Simon come off saying, oh no, not in that case? It doesn't say, the price should have said it. Should say, only if it meets, like we saw in the Mishnah, only if it meets, right? That's why I showed you the Rif. The Rif says, Areva, that's Kilchos. Okay, and the Ritual, they all say that's what it means, connected means Kilchos. But okay, that's the Simon Shita, but who says? That's the source I was bothered by. Who said? The price didn't make that modification. Okay, the Bryson said, Stein Kilchosen. So I have Stein Kilchosen. What do you want? So the answer is, you're right. It works. But the Chachamim, the Bryson will work. Just with the Tefa, just like any other case. But with Rabbanon, they're Machmer. The Rishon is operating on the rabbinic level. Okay? And then the Tziv says it also, Dav Zayin and Beis. He says, Nira the Hod of Simon, Eina Lechon Rabbanon, Havim Torah Sagi B'Tefa Kimashmo, Afilu B'Osu Kimobim. So these Chonim, the Svatim and the Siv, both assume, and again, because at that time they were driven to it each case by something else, which is not so important for us, but Lamaisa, it comes out that they're modifying, or they're saying that Simon is only operating at the one level, probably because at face value, the Bryce number base says Stein Kochosen. Okay? Good? All right. Just in terms of Psak, it's interesting, the Rambam, Paskin, the Luluv, or Sukkah, Perak Dal, Luluv, Gimel. Hoyolo shtei defanos zu keneged zu ubeinayim mefulosh. Okay, we have two walls opposite one another, parallel to one another, and in between is a clear, a through street, thoroughfare. Osa dofan sheish brocha arba tvachim mashu moira pach l'shoshu samach lachas v'shei defanos v'ksheiru. In other words, we pass like a simon, that's for sure, not like Yehuda. Shulchan Aruch as well, it's a tough reish lam and tziv gimel. Fine. Okay. Now, the Mogen Avraham in Sivkot and Gimel of Simatov for Islamid. Okay. Here he says, but first explains it was important. Sivkot and Gimel. The Zeh Mikri based Tfanos Darevan, because now. Explain that. What is that wall that's a pasdu? It now connected, right? You now have two walls that are connected. It's true, they connect either level, but that's okay. They're connected. You now have a connected right angle with an actual wall. That's what the pasdu accomplishes. You follow? I don't really see it again in the Rishon, but it's obvious. But he's saying, since this concept of arevon is connected, is so important, at least if you got ball anyway. Okay, if we take the Shasemus and Sid, so. I have to have something that's connected. So what's connected? This third wall is going to be connected. Okay, again, it could be connected on day level, but it's connected. So he says, that it came on the par, it's pachos mi gimel, right? It's considered connected because the opening is less than gimel. Ve'ika dalad shir omed, and you have four. And again, he quotes on the rod. I think Rashi said it. No, I mean, he quotes on that rod that I showed you on the top of Beis and Beis. Okay, ika shir tochum, shukine heksher sukkah tach. Right? That's what he's referring. He quotes on the rod. Umashma, that filo asuka rechava harba kosher, afopi shal shisim rechokam menem. Okay, but then he says, efshar the dafka besuka tana kosher, afshuka dolo shal shlishis rechokam and yosem and gimel posel. It's all here. He's not so fast to accept the halacha that does, we said, oh, the ritual, whatever says, works in a large sukkah too. The Mogen Avraham is unconvinced. He said, again, because it's so far away from the third wall. That maybe there's no tziruf to that, so he's not convinced. It loses its own. Yeah.
I think you have to say that the Mogen Avraham is not learning about this last sentence. I think what's the thing about the Ran versus the last sentence is the Ran thinks that it's all within the rest, right? You're trying to
Right.
So then you have the problem of
right.
But I think what the last sentence fixes is just a chumra that you're on this issue.
Right. But here
you
have
the last sentence, you don't have the Mogen Avraham.
Right, because the Mogen Avraham, the concern is all been brought up, and that there's much more space now than there is wall. Yeah.
The only problem is that there is.
Oh, I hear you saying. I see. The Mogen Avraham can't be let. That's a good argument. It's probably true. Good. Let's think that through. Yeah, it makes sense. Right. I mean, it was more than the Ritva said not to. Ritva said it works in Ritva said Mufurish back in 5. He says this Bahar Saga Philo Sukadolamo.
Right.
So he's not worried about it. But US why not? But I mean the US wants to have it. But here's the Amin, because of parts of Alman. Okay. I just want to finish this section with an Aruch HaNeir, okay? Because he deals with the Mogan Avram. The Aruch HaNeir here in Davzayim and Aleph, the Gemara also of Pasar, the Mogan Avram is Supak. He hap dina besukka, she kashir mitzum sum zayin tvachum, a filu biyosam he came. And he says, well, Nia's daiti, he responds, yesh lo chiyach, dal karchach besukka yosik dal aiwi. He says, I think it does work by a larger sukka. Dimi zayin tvachum mitzusomim, Lama le pas arba, lo yikach ela pas tefach shochach, v'yitin be'emtsa zayin, da'az avi, avi l'chol tzad, pachas b'gibel tvachim. He said, you have the two parallel things? I have a solution. Take the tefach board, okay, the tefach board. Again, I guess you would say a tefach shochach a little bit more, okay? So you now have less than three tefachim on either side. So this post that you put up in the middle, which is a tefach slightly more, the slightly more equaling whatever the slightly less of the three tefachim there are on the two sides, right? And put that in the middle, and bingo, you have a seven tefachim wall. Why don't you do that? You follow, you see the Aruch HaNeir's suggestion? He says, again, he says, lo yikach ala pas tefach shoch. He says, I'm sorry, he says tefach shoch. Yeah, it's going to be slightly bigger. V'itain be'emtza zayin, the ozar, the chol tzad, pochot, the gimel tochim. Because now there's, it's less than three tochim away from each side. Darmina lovot. Darmina lovot, I feel mishnei tzadim, can I skin be'erivin. That's a, you can say lovot on two sides. Okay? V'chein muchach mehod ma'kifim b'kanim ma'kifim b'chavolim b'sukim v'l'kamon avim more later. V'chein v'l'kamon damin trey lover d'in sukim. Okay? So he has riots that I didn't bother with that because I'm printing all those makaros, but he has riots that you can say love from two directions. So good. So just put it avol kisha'ayri b'yosim izayim. But if it's more than seven tovim, so osh shaper delo amin lover da'afay de lover lo naserak rov dofen zayim. V'kevan she'ein atfonos kilchoson lo sagi v'kach amin l'kamon. But they love the nistemu legamer adfonos. So nischabru ze, nischabru, like we saw already, ze vada mehani. And so that's why the Ran, the Aruch HaNeir feels that it's a that it works by a larger sukkah. Okay, it's not limited to a smaller. A small sukkah taka would just be a little amount. Okay, I mean we can get away with much littler wall. Then he says, Shuv Ra'isi, that was a Talab Hutas Aran Batos Lekamon. He said it's a Machlokas, maybe the Ran and Tosas later. Okay? Lofi Masha, because Aran, the Beferish, the Paz Dal Masha, Mati Besukha, Shom Mucho, the Paz Tevach Loma, and the Philip Zayn, which is Samim. And Tosas disagrees. So he says, perhaps the Machlokas Tosas and Aran, which would make a certain amount of sense that the moment of Rome would be Besukha. Okay? But I just want to show you that Aruch HaNeir, that he thinks that it can be, that it works for a larger Sukha as well. Okay? Adkan, that's part of the Sukkah. Everyone with me? No problems, right? That's very forward. Good, let's go by. Now we come, and this is going to take us. How far did you get in the Mamma Kamas?
About 3 miles.
Yeah, okay, good. That's okay, good. Perfect. I want to get through this Sukkah today and the rest tomorrow. So let's go by to the Gemara. Omarov. Okay. That's really pretty much in the middle of the page. 17 lines on the top. Amar Rava. So now Rava comes and modifies things or limits things further, but there are actually three, if you saw it, right? You saw Rava, you saw three different versions of what Rava said. Okay, so the first thing. Amar Rava, ve'eina niteres ela b'tzuris ha-pesach. Okay, ve'eina niteres ela b'tzuris ha-pesach. This third post that can be just a tefach. Okay, we're going back to that now. This, wherever it works by Mobi, it doesn't work by Mobi, fine. But wherever it does work, this third tefach can work only if you set it up as a Tzuras HaPesach. You set up a Tzuras HaPesach. Ein only teres ela b'tzuras HaPesach. So let's first see that in Rashi. Right next to it. Flat over. Omar Rava, ve'ein teres b'tzuras HaPesach. Be'erivin daf yud alef, Omar. Hechi domi Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, there's a Gemara in Erev. It's in the next Amud than the one I print on the sheets, but in Erev we find what is a Tzuras HaPesach. So we've had this before. Kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabayan. One post here, one post on the other side, and one post above it. That's called the Tzuras HaPesach. Like we have a door frame over here, you look at the green, the Hebrew letter Ches, however you want to, right? We've had it already a few times. Okay? V'hacha kama Rava. Here's what Rava says. Okay? The Tefach Sheshaninu Bebraisa Shematir Bedofen Shlishis. That rule for the Brais on Vav and Beis that the third wall counts as long as it's a Tefach. Eino mater elim kein asol la oso tefach tzuras ha-pesach apnei kol ha-dofen kulo. If from the top of that wall you created a tzuras ha-pesach to the other end, however long it is, ketza, kona shot, how do you do it? You take that one tefach thing and split it in half. Kona shot chatzi tefach etzel ha-yotzei v'kona shot chatzi tefach v'mitzor shekenegdo. Okay, so there you have what he calls and habale kilo kol adofen sosum. Okay, now we understand why it counts the wall. In other words, Rava is saying a brand new thing, and we said the third wall is a tefach. It's a tefach, but it's a tefach cut in half. Okay, lengthwise, right? And if you put half a tefach at one end, again, we're talking now. We're talking about the right angle. Well, the truth is, even the Mavi way, even according to Behuda, the Mavi way, but let's stick with the right angle. They have two full walls of right angle, and at the other end, you put, one of the ends, you put half a tefach here and half a tefach there, and you run the string or something along the top, and then you have a big ches, Tzuras HaPesach, and as Rashi concludes, because the din is, the Pesach, Sheisho Tzuris Pesach, Stima Me'al Yisohi, that's considered solidly silenced, or stopped up. The Perakam De'erbin V'zeu Tefach Shamu Chacham. So Rava has a brand new interpretation of our Brice on Daf Vav Beis, where he says that that Tefach is, because the truth is, when it says Kona Mikan, it doesn't say, let's say by Erbin, you know, there's no minimum size or length or width of the economy can could even be something flimsy. As we'll see, it has to be strong enough to support something, but it doesn't have to be a tefach or even half a tefach. Here, the halacha which we see now is that it's a tefach, but the tefach is split in half, so therefore it creates this new, okay, you have a diagram over here, no? Okay, at least in my edition, I have the bottom diagram. Okay, that's what it looks like. That is the reading of Rava. Okay? Good. That's number one. Ikadamri, there's another opinion of what Rava meant. That Rava was not meant, so far here, Rava just revolutionized the whole world. I mean, he mamash turned this tefach thing completely a different way than we thought. So the second thing is, he's not being so innovative. He's saying, being creative, but not totally innovative. Ikadamri, Amar Rava, Teres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. Teres Nami B'Tzuras HaPesach. Okay? Because we don't totally reject our interpretation from before, okay? No, it also works this way, okay? Look at Rashi, the terrorist nami tzuras ha-pesach, mashma the tefach shenu haino kidu parish of Simon leel osis tima tefach etel hayotze v'asa rava lememadim asa tzuras ha-pesach v'nei kol ha-dofen v'shnei konim kolshu v'kon ha-gabem koyle b'mkom tefach u'machshalei kavosei the oh hi machshu. Okay, either one is good. The Rava says that you made a tzuras ha-pesach, and appears with Rashi, not that that's the definition of the third. You don't need even a tefach third. You can create a konen. In other words, the ikadamri Rashi is learning when he says either or. It doesn't mean either the way we first learned it. Yes. Or the way we learned the first case. No, because the first case was, the first ikadamri of Rava was, we're still insisting, we're interpreting what it means tefach. Okay? What is the shlishis of filo tefach? Therefore, we said the shlishis of filo tefach is split in half. According to the ikadamri, you don't have to come to that. You don't need, there's no tefach. The Gemara is giving one way how to create the third wall. What's the one way? With tefach, the way we learned it before, the tefach shochach, with Reb Simon, within the lovud and so on and so forth, right? That we keep. But another way to do it without the Shri Safil Tefach is to create a Tzuras HaPesach. We find a Kalat Harkul. The Tzuras HaPesach works to create a sealed up, the stem as a sealed wall. Okay, so
with what as your side post, doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be half a tefa, half a tefa. We're not dealing with that one tefa. You follow what I'm saying? That's important to understand that. Rashi says, for us, a rabba, the first thing is, let's read again that Rashi. Mashma, the tefa, sheno hainu, ki the parashim, similar el, osa, stima, tefa, etel hayotze. Okay, you know, the way we said it before. Osa, rabba, lameh, the osa, tzuris, hapesa, hapnei, called off, mishnei, kanim, kosho. Okay, where's the tefa, shlisha, afil, tefa? There is none. You don't need shlisha, afil, shlisha, afil, tefa. It's one way. And there's a different way. Namely, tzuris, hapesa. You have a tefa, you can have shnei, kanim, kosho, kanim, gabim, kailo, mokum, tefa. It's instead of that tefa. Well, Masha come and say, the ohai, ohai, Masha, you understand? So according to the Ika da Amri, we're not relating to the original price. The original price, the Rebbe says, that's one way to do it, yes. How? The way we learned it before. Tefa shocha, kum simon, good. But I have another suggestion, which has nothing to do with the third wall being a tefa. Do you follow? Yes, good. And then the third thing, okay, the third Ika da, another Ika da Amri, Amar Rebbe, utzricha nami tzuris apesa. You need both. Again, we're not totally rejecting. You need both. As Rashi says, Mashma the Tarvayu Binan. Tefach Eitzel Ayotze. Vekoneh Bezobis Shekenegdo. Okay, Vekoneh Shalgabem Koyim Tefach Zeh Lekoneh Shal Zobis. The third thing is, no, you need both. You need the Tefach, and the Tefach is in one corner, one side. From the top of that Tefach, you run a string or whatever, a wire, whatever you want, or board, anything, to another thing which is at the other corner, at the other end, which is, that can be a kana, that can just be a tefa, less than tefa, and not mashu. You follow? So there are three different interpretations as to what Rava meant. Okay, either he's completely rejecting, or I'm sorry, completely changing what we said before, and saying when it says tefach, shisha fil tefach, there's a special way to do it. It's not stam shifa, they have to split it in half and create a tzuris ha-pesach with out of that. Or it's saying, no, that the way we said before is good, with Reb Simon, with the Tefa Shochek, all good. I have another suggestion, brand new suggestion. Or you need both, to combine them. You have to have the Tefach on one side, plus you have to have the Tzuris HaPesach the rest of the way. And that one Kana Mikan is not a Kana, it's actually the Tefach board. Okay? So three different versions of Rava. We'll have to see how he passes. So that's the Gemara. Okay? Three different interpretations of Rava. Now, just to read a little further, okay. Rav Ashi, Ashkeche Rav Kana. So Rav Ashi once saw Rav Kahana, I guess building a sukkah, the Ka'avit Tefach Shochek. Okay. He was putting up a Tefach Shochek, the Ka'avit Tzuris HaPesach. And from that, he was making Tzuris HaPesach, which sounds like he held like what? The third. Right? He put up a tefach shochak, okay? And the Gro knocks out the word shochak, and maybe you don't need it in this case, but okay, I don't go with that now. So he says, v'ka'avid tzuris ha-pesach, and he was making a tzuris ha-pesach. So apparently, he held like the third version of Rava. So Amalei, so Rav Ashi said to him, lo sara mar lahad the Rava, the Amar Rava niteres nami b'tzuris ha-pesach. Don't you agree with what Rava said, which was view number two, that you also works with Shabbat, only both, either or? Either or, I'm like, no, I'm not either chlish of the Rava Sivili. I hold like the other version of Rava, Dama Rava Tzuchan Nami Tzuris HaPesach. So, okay, Machlok is basically between Rav Ashi and Rav Kana, had a Paschal, which version of Rava is accepted. Okay, Rav Ashi obviously leaned towards the second one, saying it's either or, and Rav Kana leaned towards the third one, saying it'd be both. Okay, Ad Kan the Gemara. So, I just want to go over a little bit regarding Tzuris HaPesach, so I printed some sources. From Mar Irvin, always back to Irvin. Okay, well, it's clear in the Gemara, right? Clear. So there is this Rashi quoted a Gemara in Aleph and Beis, which defined what a Tzuris HaPesach is, Kanami Kan, Kanami Kan, Kanami Gaban, which we'll come back to presently. But the Gemara really started in Irvin, Yud Aleph and Aleph. That's what I printed 14:15. Amar Ravin Barav Ada Amar Yitzhak. Ma'isev Adam Be'echad Mibikas Beis Chavarton. Okay, and Rashi says, or Beis Chavarton, different. Spelling Shem Makom, Shenoat Arba Kundesin Be Arba Pinos Asode. He put four posts on the four corners of his field. Umosach Zemora Alehem. Okay, and he stretched some branch or something across the top. Okay, look in Rashi 16. Umosach Zemora Gaben Mizel Zekain Tzuris HaPesach.
And basically, he created a tzuras ha-pesach around this field. Okay, now the issue in that particular case is a kelayim issue, because the halacha is you're not allowed to plant certain, let's say, grapes and wheat and so on, so grain and grapes together. Like certain rules of kelayim, you're not allowed to plant in close proximity to each other. So the question becomes, okay, but what if I have my field and your field? So I'm not going to intermix. I'm working my field, you're working your field. Is that still a problem? So the answer is, again, up to a certain distance, you know, if you can, or the roots, but without the details now, this fellow set up a, you know, the tzuras ha-pesach. In other words, if there's an actual wall separating the fields, or a gate, or a fence, and I'm not worried about course breeding, but here there wasn't, it was just a tzuras ha-pesach. So the Gemara says, ubo ma'ase lifnei chachamim, v'hitiru lo le'inim kelayim. They said for kilayim it's okay. And look at Rashi. Shem yesh gefonim b'socha kundesin. Okay, if there is, you know, grapes planted inside within these posts, mutal is also and chutz mechitza. You can plant other things outside because it's not her gedder mitayin zes only the mikan zes only the mikan. A real wall works, so it works too. You know that quote from somewhere else, but it worked for kilayim purposes. But Amar Ish Lakish, back to the Gemara, second line there. Kederach shetira lalinim kilayim. Guess what? This works not only for kilayim to consider a separation between this field and that field, but it also works for carrying on Shabbos, linen Shabbos. Rashi says, "Latal tov b'soch, I can carry that because it's surrounded by an eruv. The guy built himself an eruv. His intention might have been for kilayim, but he still cuts off. Willy nilly, he made an eruv also. Rabbi Yochanan Amar lekilayim itulo, but linen Shabbos lo itulo." But then they were makel for kilayim purposes, but not for Shabbos purposes. So once more, I said, "B'maya skina, what's the case? Ilem min hatzad, okay? Ilem min hatzad. V'amar chista tzus ha-pesach min hatzad lo'as ho'klum. El al-gaban, u'b'maya, ilem b'eser, b'ha'olem v'yochan b'shabbos lo, ela b'yesem b'eser." So that's a local problem there in Erevin of how big of it, you know, up to what point is it considered, you know, an opening. We talked a little bit, right? Is it an opening or is it a breach? So 10 amos is considered open, like by the Mavon, right? So I'm not so interested in the local problem there, because Akasha against the Yochanan, but rather this concept of Tzur HaPesach should also min hatzad. The Gemara makes this statement, Tzur HaPesach should also min hatzad, lo osam lo klum. Rashi writes, min hatzad, shemosach hazmor mizel azeh be'emtziyuso v'lo al roshayhen. He had these two posts, okay, and he put the cross post, or the cross wires, not on top, but along the side, okay, along the side. That's how Rashi understands min hatzad. Right, look at the words again. Shemosach hazmor mizel azel b'emtziyuso below al roshayhen. So Gemara says, lo asa lo klum, that's not valid, that's not a tzuras ha-pesach. And then Gemara asks, how could it be good even l'inyan Shabbos, according to Ish Lakish? So, and if you tell me how on the top, so it should be good even on Shabbos, okay, so that again, what the local problem is. What does it mean, min hatzad? So it's interesting, because this is no ge'al ocha l'maisa. I'm just trying to, I'm putting this as a side point just to show you what a tzuras, the concept of tzuras of Pesach. It has to be, look at a Pesach, it's the cross being on top, you can see, right? It goes over it. And that's what the Gemara is saying it has to. The riff in Erevin, on Beis of Beis over there, which I printed in source 17, the riff says, Amar Chista, Tzuras Pesach shasom min hatzad lo osa klum. Pirshu min ha-haigom, that's what he said. Ha-gagom she-osa mitzido shel kosel, da-havele pischo be-keren zovis, u-pischo be-keren zovis lo-avdi-inshi. Yeah, they're totally different min hatzad. Min hatzad means, if you have it like this, a right angle, so min hatzad is looking at an angle along the side. Okay, that's what he did. That's what he learns the Gemara. That the Gemara meant, that min hatzad meant something totally different. Nothing to do with how he built it the right way. It was kon al gabayim, but it was min hatzad. That's called a pischa b'keren zovis. Keren zovis is a corner. People don't make openings, entrances in a corner. Okay, the tzuras ha-pesach has to be where you make a pesach. Okay, in the middle of a wall. They don't. They can't make a tzuras. They don't make a tzuras ha-pesach on an angle. Now, it's interesting because today people have all kinds of unusual designs in their homes. But even so, the front door of a house is not like an angle on the side of the corner of the house. You don't walk in at a corner. So therefore, that's what the Rebbe Haigon says, according to this, the riff that quotes this, okay? That's what it means, min hatzad. It happens to be that that's, That's called an unusual opening, okay? And therefore, you know, by Pisco became Zavis. In Hilchos Erevin, in the back, look at 18, that's Rabbi Yonah's son. I'll get back to Hilchos Erevin in a second. Rabbi Yonah's son was printed on a page on the Rif, and, you know, we usually have the Ran, and Brach to Rabbi Yonah, and sometimes in Mokhi Yosef, so Erevin, you have Rabbi Yonah's son. I'm not about to tell you, and those are not going to Lunil. Okay, so in the Rif, in Erevin, you have Rabbi Yonah's son printed on the page. We have Rabbi Yonah's son, other Masechtas too. But then the Arab is printed on the page of the Rif. So Rabbi Yonason says, that same place, based on Tzur Special Masad, he says like Rashi, he goes, Konami Khan, Konami Khan, Konami Mtsiusan, below Agabeyim. The Konami on the other side was not on top, it was along the side. Uba Halacha is the Rif, before his Perishach, he quotes a different interpretation. But Rabbi Yonason learns it the way Rashi does. Now, this concept of a Pesach, an opening along the side, is a Gemara. In other words, the Gemara says, which I printed for you in 19 Rashi 20, there is a Gemara in the Arab and Hamid Bays, going over to Vavad Aleph 19, Amar Chanam Arabar Amarab, Mavoy Shenifros Betsido Be'eser, Mirosha Barbo. Okay? It depends on an open, again, there's a breach in the wall to an opening to a Mavoy. Okay? Rashi Betsido means because of Arko, below Eitzel Rosho. Elashiyesh arba omed mina pesach ad apirsa. Okay, one of the side walls is a breach, but there's still four, you know, tvachim standing. So it says, if it's mitzido, you need 10. Okay, but mirosh only need arba. Rashi rosh shem mobi roch of esim amma the sosma esim amos. Okay, now we saw that already, right? You can stop up the other 10 amos. Yimayit, the Mishnah says, rochos yimayit. But if to apirsa also stima. Then that opened up. The bottom line is there was a difference between the opening and the side and then the front. Okay, so he says Ma'ishno mitzido be'eser. Okay, the Amar Pisco. So Rosh Hashanah in name of Pisco. No, I'm going to write the Rosh Hashanah. She nifrets be'karen zavis. The Pisco be'karen zavis la'av the inshi. That's what I'm going to show you. An opening and a side. That's not never called an opening. It's not called a. Even if therefore it can't be, you know, we don't have as much as 10 hours. So you follow what I'm saying? In other words, so this is Nogea. I'll put it together. Is it clear?
Yeah.
I'll put it together in the development of the area. Okay? We said before, rather we had this Shaila this past Friday. Past Friday, I got it. There's a person who checks our area, supervises our area. He does a number of areas. This guy's really excellent. He does say he does quite a number of different communities. Rabbi Shatkin, and he's just terrific. First, he knows it was Arabic, and he is by profession like a handyman. He builds things, and it's perfect for an Arabic, perfect combination. And he does, he's gone to Arabic all over, you know, all over the country. And he knows the Shittas, he knows of Shat, he knows Rahayana, he does every community with you know, what they like. But anyway, so I got a call this past Friday that on Cedar Lane, one of the main streets in Teaneck, and one of the near Cedar Lane, River Road, so that. And we have to watch that. We use in our most lot of the air that we use telephone poles, right? We use telephone poles as the. I'll digress for a minute and tell you that both things we just studied are related, I think I've told you in the back. Many telephone poles, so the wires have to go along the side, okay? And that's a problem of Minatzan. That's exactly what Morris says, no good. It's got to be Kana al Gabayan. Sometimes, okay, sometimes the wires go over the top. If you ever drive, John Route 4, you're not driving, pay attention, let's say, if you're driving from let's say, to New York City eastbound, let's say, from Teaneck, okay, you get on, and you come once a visit, and you drive on, you'll see that, what's that?
Shushan.
Yeah. Well, it come up Purim, afternoon, okay, and just don't drive if you're drinking, that's another discussion. I'm very serious, I hate to. Next week I'll talk more about that. Very, very important. The network does a tragedy every year. So anyway, but you'll drive along Route 4, you'll see as you travel east on your right, you'll see all these telephone poles, and there are the wires go on top. There are a little metal post that sticks out of the top, and the wires are fixed to that. Some wires go on the side, but there are wires that are wonderful because that whole side, your whole side, the quote unquote the Bethlehem side of town, their southern border, you didn't have to build anything because you had a whole. One after the other, pole, you know, with poles on the wires on the top. But in many places, the wires along the side. So that's what we have to do, is we put up a strip along the side, so
and we hit one of those lower wires, so it's not going over the telephone pole, it's on the side of the telephone pole. And we ignore the telephone pole. The error, so to speak, is the strip. Now, the strip combined with the telephone pole up to that point is strong, so it's strong enough to hold, so you don't have to build it that frequently. Remember I said before, you can have some, you know, skip a few if the road is straight. Anyway, one thing to learn when you work on Irvin, you'd be surprised how many accidents there are where people smack into telephone poles. Okay, they're just, you know, it's uncanny. And a lot of times it seems to happen late in the week. That I've done a survey. But, you know, there are telephone poles that cars have hit. And not only that, but there are, at least in communities of older communities, some of the telephone poles are, after a while, they're rotting, they're bent, they're this. Okay, so they put up new ones eventually. So we had a situation this past Friday where they put up a new telephone pole and moved the wires, okay, or some of the wires, from the old pole that they hadn't finished yet. So it could take them 4 months to finish. And they, you know, they're not worried about error. They, you know, they'll get there when they get there. So there is now an opening, so to speak, because the wires that we use, you know, one wire ends at this pole and the next one begins at the next pole. There's an opening. But he said the opening is less than 10 hours. So therefore, it's okay because that's considered a Pesach. Okay, so therefore, we didn't have to construct anything. Yet we have to monitor every week to see it when, once they move the other wires too. But for the time being, it's no problem because the gap is less than 10 amos. Less than 10 amos gap is good. That's what this Gemara is saying. But if it's at a corner where the there's a directional change, okay, then it can't have a gap that big because that's called Pirtzim Karanzomis. Then the gap can't be that big. Exactly based on this Gemara. Okay? So it's okay, I'll follow my said. But meanwhile, what I just want to show you in terms of Tzuris HaPesach, because it has to look like a doorway. The doorway is not put in the corner. And it's also not crooked. It's not called Pisrei Shemoi. Crooked doorway is also no good. Okay, but anyway, that's the sugya. And here, this is familiar with Tzuris HaPesach. So it can't be the problem Karen Zomis. That's how the Rif learns the problem in Atzad. But most learn in Atzad, the problem is that the wires are along the side. Over, which I say, most of the time, most of the wires in the telephone pole are going along the side, which is why you have to build something. You can't just rely on that. But if you're lucky in some places, you don't have to worry about it. Okay. Anyway, that was just to familiarize you with that. That's the Mokar, and that's Sugya, and Yud Aleph. Rashi quoted in Yud Aleph Beis, what a Tzuris HaPesach is. I mean, it's all the same Sugya. Let's turn now to the Ran, okay, on Beis and Beis again. So first of that is a long run, which it's not hard, I hope. So the Ran says, Ba'amar Rava, ve'in ani teres, ela b'tzuris ha-pesach. Kosav Rashi zal ba'irvin, amina heitadami, first point, just quoting Rashi, do it quickly. Heitadami tzuris ha-pesach, kamikana, al-gabim, ve'achi kama Rava, the tefach, sheshenim ve'brais, shumate, ve'dofan, shishis, ena mate, al-kena, sola, osa, tefach, tzuris ha-pesach, apnei kola dofan. Ketzer, kana shalchati tefach, etzal yotze, kana shalchati tefach, etzal kenegdo, ve'kana gabim, etzal ozeh, havela kilu, kola dofan, sosom, the pesach, sheshenim ve'pesach, stima, ayi, pirk, kav, the erim, ve'zeh, tefach, shalom, chalom, period, that's Rashi. Umidvarzal nearly. Okay, she'ein tzuris ha-pesach matir b'shtei defanos shel sukkah afal pi shu matir l'shabbos ul'kilayim. So that's why I showed you that Gemara in Daf Hei machlokes v'yochrei shokish with what that guy who built his four posts in his field. So according to Rei Shokish, it's good for kilayim and it's good for the Shabbos. According to Yochrei, it's not good for Shabbos. Fine. What about for sukkah? Okay, what about for sukkah? Why can't I have, if it's true that a Tzuris HaPesach creates a stima me'al yisah, in the language of Rashi, right, a full-fledged, stopped-up wall, so what do I ever need two, what do I have to have two solid walls for? Let everything be. Here's my sukkah, I put up four posts. Okay? Finish. I don't have any walls. If I, that's the Ran's point. But apparently it doesn't work by sukkah. And so it says the Ran, Midvarv Zal Nirali She'ein Tzuris HaPesach Matir B'Shtei Defanos Shel Sukkah. The original two Defanos, that trick doesn't work. Afal Pi Shu Matir L'Shabbos Will Kelayim. Even though it works for Shabbos maybe, and it works for Kelayim. Kedis Varek Aron Erevin Shom. You follow? Right? So again, the Gemara in Erevin I showed you talk about Shabbos and Kelayim, didn't talk about Sukkah. So the Ran says, Shimata Omer Kain L'Hai Lishna Kama D'Rava Mai Kula D'Dofen Shlishis. Okay, if you're going to tell me that it works for everything, so what's the cool of the Dofan Shlishis? I mean about Filo Tefa.
came and changed. If Rava's, if this trick works by Tzuras HaPesach, so what then is the, if Shtayim Kilchosam, if the Shtayim Kilchosam can be Tzuras HaPesach, so what's the Chiddush of the third, oh, the third, what do you mean? He says, the other's also good. Well, what's the Kula? My Kula Dofen Shlishit, I mean about Filo Tefah, came and changed by Tzuras HaPesach, up my Kula, Yehocha, Filo Tzuras HaPesach, who matir? Okay, he might only dolphin sukkah, dolphin Shabbos, and Tzuras HaPesach. Okay, so it can't be, because otherwise there's no chiddush of the third wall. Rava would made his statement about Tzuras HaPesach working in connection with the third wall. Evidently, it doesn't work with the first two walls. And furthermore, he says, Ulishna basar the Rava nami, domar tzvicha nami Tzuras HaPesach, komar shetzvicha la tefach shochek bepachim gibel vid Tzuras HaPesach shnarbog, im isa the Tzuras HaPesach matri cholot fanas, the cholot fanas sukkah, my kula dofen shlis are love with tzuras pesach mecholat vanas ein matir. Elavadai ein tzuras pesach matir umashim shir dofen besukah. Ela bedofen shlis is bavad. Very important. The concept of a tzuras pesach, even though it's considered a wall for erevin purposes, for kilayim purposes, you know, Shabbos, but not for sukkah. Okay, ela bedofen shlis is bavad. The machmarina and beha besukah mishabbos. Sukkah is more chomer here than Shabbos. Brings up the round. Remember our old discussion, Mechitzos Nikaros. Sukkah has a special din of Mechitzos Nikaros. Okay, can I mean a little daftal if you remember? Afagad on Hakkal and Shabbos. Vokshem Shemir Betzuris Pesach Atzmo Shadofan Shishis. Lachmus Kam Rava, the Parakam Erevin, Lo Yavin and Bakasarik. Lachmus Kam Rava, the Parakam Erevin, Lo Yavin and Shur Lakana Shaltzuris HaPesach. And that's exactly why. For Tzuras HaPesach, there's no minimum width of the kane. It could be a kane, it could be a reed, right? A thin pole. Ella afilu kane shal mashu mikan, v'kane shal mashu mikan, v'kane gabeim sagi. Vein tzarech tefa, v'hu shetebri alamot ba dela shal kasha. So it's strong enough to support a thin, flimsy wall. V'chashvinan lehosam kisosam, bein shalim kaim. Rabba boy hocha krishna kama chatzi tefach mikan v'chatzi tefach mikan. Okay, but no, that's the point. Even in the third wall we're machmir. In other words, you need, because again, you need mechitza nikaros, right? You need a mechitza nikaros. That's why the Tzuras HaPesach trick doesn't work, because you need mechitza nikaros. Okay, even the third wall, because then you ask your questions, how come the third wall doesn't have to be chitz nikaris? So that he says, you're right, that's the halacha on Shmi Sinai, but even then it's not quite as lenient as what? As a regular case of Tzuras HaPesach, all you need is konamikan and konamikan. As long as it's strong enough to support something, it can even be, you know, it doesn't have to be a tefach. It can be a thin piece of wood, but strong enough to support the delo shokash. You know, a straw, a flimsy door, but it doesn't have to be a tefah. But even there, here, even the third one, you still need rubber boy. Okay, it's like the Rivon said. Okay, that's why you can't have corners, doors at all the corners. You have to have the touching, the connection. Okay. Again, because of mechitza nikaris, so the sukkah, so came up with nami. I they pass arba ikus day to find us the raven and kar kasam. The ain suis apesam ol sukkah, mishum dolphin afu mishum ol shas gilan. The nim says shikashiyesh psachim bedal to find us the lekha day to find us the raven. If you have two, this is like the ritual. You can't have openings at all the corners. V'chein nami mashmi chazir arba tzaloni zal b'sefer itim. Or Shengon, she ain't Tzuras Pesach Mol Hashem Shir Dofan B'Shtei Defanos Hasukah. Or Bar Medein, Zorach Lezor Lufi Perish Harav Alfasiz Al. By Idem and Parakam the Erev and Tzuras Pesach Shosam and Atzad Lo Asa Lokum. Avu Shein Perush Mechubar Kmo Shem Tzuras Samot B'Shtei. He said he refers to that riff. He said there's another reason. Okay, if you're going to have Tzuras Pesach Min Atzad, then you're going to run into that riff. Even though Rashi is, remember how the riff defined in Atzad? That it's, you know, it's at the corners and so on, and Rav Hagel, right, that room. But still, the even though the Ran, as he says in a moment, will reject that too, as did the Bnei Onason and as did Rashi, nevertheless, to be choshesh with the rift, that's another reason we shouldn't have openings at the corners. That's the it has to be the walls of touching. All right, but anyway, that's what he says. We just skip down for a moment to the next one, the two down, Garcinum Parakam de Irvin. Okay, Garcinum Parakam de Irvin. I just want the end. Lefichach nira ikar shadon kiri Rashi tell. Okay, that he says like Rashi, that doesn't mean what the riff said. Okay, he quotes the whole quotes that riff about that side, and he says two or three lines at the bottom of the page. Lefichach nira ikar shadon kiri Rashi tell. The min hatzad hainu shekosha konsha gavem b'tzara konsh v'kam v'kam. V'chagav nelo osu lo plum mishum delo mikri pesach. And that's not called an opening. Okay. Elakisha Mashkov Alstam is those. Mashkov is the, it's got a name in English, I forgot it's called the top of the, there's a name for that.
The crossbeam?
Yeah, there's some funny name for it. But anyway, so the, it's got to be, we'll call it crossbeam, it's a good word. Okay, the crossbeam has to be on top. Okay. Hecha de baya tzuris pesach shalosav tzuris pesach keinin zeh koshanog lichshah konish agabem bekonish mikano mikan. Okay, same thing. You have to be careful about. Okay, so that's very important what the Ran is saying in terms of understanding Rova in light of the sugya in Erev. Let me just finish up quickly a couple more sources. We get to the halfway point. Tosis, back to Gemara. Tosis says, all right. Which is the first parish in first opinion of Rova, first Ikadami. Those are on the page here, Zion Valley. Pirish Elim Kane Asol Osa Tevak Tsurisa Pesa Apne Kola Dofun Kulo Ketsa, Kona Shuchati Tevak Itlayotsu, Kona Chatsim Bitso Shenego, Vekona Gabayan, Abdelakilu, Kola Dofun Soso. Okay? Now, so that's like Rashi. The Afa God the Parakam the Erevin Lo Yavin and Shur Lakana Shul Tsurisa Pesa. Even though by Erevin, the width of the kana is irrelevant. El afilu kana mashu mikan mikan mashu mikan mikan gabeim. El ostei bria kedei lavar del es afilu del shakashu. Gabas suke echmiru debinan mechitzu nekaros. Tosafot already said it. Right? With suke, you have to, be a little bit stronger because it has to be mechitzu nekaros. Okay? Mechitzu nekaros. That comes up again. So I just want to show you quickly the sugya on Daf Yud Tes, which we saw already once, okay, where a guy built a sukkah in front of all these porches. Remember, he had all these hanging porches. We saw this gemara earlier in the year on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Achsadra, remember the extension of the porch it had in the mornings. So the gemara says there, Rav Ashi. Again, it's Rav Ashi and Rav Kana, same two. Because Rav Ashi was always interested in what Rav Kana was building. Okay, it's the same speakers, the same story that our Gemara. So Rav Ashi Ashkel of Kana, it's 3, 6, 9, about 12 lines on the top. 13 lines on the top, the Tesla Aleph. Rav Ashi Ashkel of Kana, the Komisache Chagabe Achsadro, Shein Loputzimin. There are no posts. They only put up two walls and didn't see a post. Omalelo, Sodomar, Hodom, Rabbi, Yesh Loputzim, Kshera, Ein Loputzim, Psulim. Again, Rav Ashi, but it has to have these posts. It has to have posts. Okay, says Rashi, Rav Ashi, Ashkel Rav Kana, Sukkah Zu Shtayim Kilchosim, Hoyla Dorm Mizuch, Vashishi Smucha Lachsadr, below against that porch, below Hoya Osev Tefach Shamar Chachom, he didn't put up the Tefach. So he says, I thought you need the extra post, you need that extra Tefach. So Achvele Nir Biflim Vishom Machutz, he showed him, there was a post. Achvele says Rashi, how pitzim shabot tefach v'yoser shabot tefach. I'm sorry, the pitzim shabot tefach v'yoser omed eitzel ayotze. Abul moshech rochal achores sukkah baruch shemachsadra odei falasukkah. Ve'inu nir l'sukkah la omed b'shal l'dofim b'sukkah. It's juxtaposed to the back of the sukkah so you couldn't see it. Okay, but it was so it's a nir b'fnim b'shal b'chutz. Inami nir b'chutz shal b'fnim also good. Dipmar nir b'chutz shal b'fnim nidal mishulachi. Lechi, I don't see. That's exactly the case. So it was a lechi. Okay, Rashi says the shabbos lifnim, also my own lifnim, ain't on near it. I will also be mechad achsadra lahalam mikenegel esukah ain't roin eschalala near a roch of pitzim izeva eschalas dofan shishim esukah. In other words, the third wall was abutting the sukkah, but you couldn't see it depending on where you were standing. Okay, and he said either way it's good. The Amar Mar leinyan mavli shechshir belechi im nostal lahalam min apesos sheshava. The width of the lechi was adjacent to the length of the dofen. But nira, she was sofa dofen. She ain't a bole klum l'toch chalal pesach. I'm a bole who the side, which is a rabbin. Which side did it stick out on? So it's good either way. Okay, omen atzav and nikal omen b'chutz. Either way, it's good. It counts as a lechi, so here too. All right, why did I show you this? Because the rush, well, this will finish. Okay, so like in other words, you had the third, the point of bringing in number one is to show you that the third walk, the third post can be visible, it doesn't have to be visible from where you're sitting, as long as it's visible as part of the structure. Okay, from one angle or another. The rush in Simon Lamed Dalet, the rush here in Simon Lamed Dalet, relates to the story, you'll see how it relates to us in a second. Now, Aleph Simon Lamed Dalet, we're halfway down, it's page 10 in my version, I don't know what that is in yours. Chaval. Okay. So, Rav Ashi, Ashi of Canada, comes Sachech al Gabe Aksadra. Shein lo Psima. Well, he tells, quotes the whole story in the Gemara. Fine. Okay. Because, you like that. Nain in Mogul Sukkah. The Mogul Ika Gimel Chitzes. There will be an Lechi El Haker Ba'alma. So, I don't understand what Rav Kana's Raya was. So, Mogul to Sukkah. There in the bubble, you got three walls, right? That's not a bubble before, so dead end on the other side. Now you just need this hecker on this side. Okay? Hilchot Sagi, but near Mechutz, or Shomifthim, therefore it can be, as long as it's visible on one side, is good. The Bekera called him Sagi. Al Basukah, here's the point that I'm trying to bring out for us. Dofen Shlishi, Tzarech Lios, Liyoshere Basukah, Kemosh Tehad Defanos. What do you mean they can't see it from inside? So it's no good. It works by okay, that's just a hecker. Hecker b'alma. Any type of hecker works. Here we're not trying to create a hecker. We're trying to create a dolphin. Right? B'chitem, I'm going to migo the b'chitem, Shabbos, b'alala, m'sukkah. No, lab milsu. We don't say that. The Lord made a migo the b'alala, the raisa. Okay? It works by a Shabbos, and a din the b'alala, of a, we're not going to apply it. V'od, b'chilo, also sukkah, zu el Shabbos, shu man sukkah. Did he make the sukkah on for Shabbos? V'eshlomar, the Myrik is also tourists of Pesach Dovin Shlishis. Rav Kana the Hochel Tamei the Amar Leel Tzvichanami tourists of Pesach. The Kamei the tourists of Pesach. The Raisa Sagile Behochi. We're talking about Rav Kana. He made from that third thing a tourists of Pesach. He did create a dolphin. That's the point of Kana Shitoso because he holds back on our daf. He holds that you need both. So that's exactly what he did here. So that's why. Okay. And that's why came in the Havel and Tzuris HaPesach with the rice and then Sagal B'Hachi. To become Mokom, Tzuris HaPesach Choshev Kemechitza. Okay? A Tzuris HaPesach is always called Mechitza. The low boy, Tefach Shochach and the Rabbanon, Hilchach Mahani Le Nir B'Chutz. Bigo the Mahani Le Shabbos, Mahani Hochach Kol Shuvis Me'asukah. Okay? So therefore he said, Rav Kana was built in the Tzuris HaPesach. So the third wall, again, I showed you this rush because that's just hammering home the point that the third wall, all you have to create a dolphin. And as it comes out of Chumra, and we don't rely just on a Tzuris and Pesach by the other two walls, the third wall we do rely on. That's it. The only thing is it has to be a Tefach. Okay? And it also comes out that once you have that, that is called a wall. So that's the connection, says the rush, says it has to be. Otherwise, Okana's answer makes no sense. Okana compares it to Mavi. It's not comparable to Mavi. Okay, so therefore he says he had to do more than just put up that pose. He had to also create a Tzuris HaPesach. And it was talking about that's what he did, because that's what Okana helped. There will also be a Tzuris HaPesach. Okay? So, Lamaisa, Adkan, that's the idea of the third wall. We'll have to see a couple things about the Tefa, who we passed him like. And at the end, I have for our salvation another angle in terms of why we don't rely on the other two, again, besides Iran, why we don't rely on the other two, you know, for these coolers, for the other two walls, they have to be a full dolphin. Okay? So we'll continue to chant tomorrow. Yeah.